Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
On today's edition of Calling Farmers, we bring you highlights from the 2017 Throne Speech, and Dairy Board reports 5% increase in milk production over the past year. Stay with us to find out more, and later, or proverb of the day. I'm Anjui James Soyes. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Under Section 30 of the Forest Act, offenders can be fined up to $500,000 and sentenced to 2 years in prison for cutting down trees in a forest reserve without a license. And did you know that you need a license to use a chainsaw to cut trees for lumber, even on private property? Call 1-888-FORESTS, that's 1-888-367-3787, to find out more or to report any illicit activity in a forest estate.
Governor General Sir Patrick Allen has announced that renewed focus will be placed on irrigation expansion for the 2017-18 fiscal year. Delivering the throne speech during the ceremonial opening of Parliament on Thursday, February 9, the Governor General said the Agriculture Ministry will continue to consolidate the role of the sector to drive economic growth.
The newly completed 203 million irrigation system in the Ebony Park, Spring Garden Agri Parks, comprising approximately 3,000 acres, will enable the full utilization of all the lands in these two agri-parks.
He says the Agricultural Credit Board Act will be repealed and the transfer of the functions for the regulation of agricultural cooperatives to the Registrar of Cooperatives will be completed during the upcoming financial year. The Animals, Diseases and Importation Amendment and Change of Name Bill will be passed during the upcoming parliamentary year. This, the Governor General says, will allow, among other things, free movement of dogs that have been appropriately vaccinated. The Jamaica Dairy Development Board, JDDB, is reporting that Search Island Farms has recorded a 5% increase in milk production over the previous year following its establishment of a fodder bank on 17 acres of land using the Mulatto 11 grass. This project is among several fodder banks established by the Agriculture Ministry through the JDDB's Dairy Sector Revitalization Program, covering 141.77 hectares of land. 23 small dairy farmers in Clarendon, St. Elizabeth, St. Catherine, and St. Thomas have been provided with financial and technical assistance under the initiative. The Mulatto 11 grass was introduced by the JDDB in early 2016 as part of its drought mitigation strategy in an effort to enhance fodder production for use during periods of drought. The Mulatto 11 grass was selected because of its better nutritive quality and its capacity to produce more feeding material. And on our Calling Farmers notice board this morning, the Kingston 4-H Clubs will host its annual Parish Achievement Expo on the grounds of the Excelsior High School, starting at 8:30 a.m. and showcase the project work of the 4-H Clubs in the parish. Over 3,000 clubites from early childhood, primary, junior high, and high school clubs will participate in competitive events in agriculture, home economics, leadership, social skills, and entrepreneurship. The day will also feature agro-processing displays from coconut, the product chosen by the Kingston 4-H Clubs. The official ceremony begins at 1:30 p.m. Send your announcements to radio at gis.gov.jm and we'll highlight them right here on GIS Radio. And now for our proverb of the day. Nani goat never scratching back till him siwal. Translation: a goat never wants to scratch its back till it sees a stone wall. And this means, await the proper opportunity. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Soyes with studio engineer Andre Soyes, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.